listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Gold Podcast. It's been a little while since we've done a podcast and an interview. I think this is probably the first one I've done in the year 2018, so a very belated Happy New Year to all my listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today I have back with me returning guest, Dr. Jeffrey Kern. He is the founder, creator of the Ski Gold Stocks trading system. You can find him at skigoldstocks.com. He edits a service there. Definitely recommend you check it out. And I'm having him on here today because he has an important message about the market, specifically the gold stocks. But Jeff, first and foremost, let's just start. And for all of our new listeners out there, maybe you can give them just a brief synopsis of what your system is. And I'll just mention that it uses back prices, but these are not moving average prices. They are basically historic prices 30, 60, or 90 days ago. So they're prices from those days. That they aren't moving averages. So I just wanted to put that out there. But Jeff, the floor is yours to explain.
Yes, that's basically exactly it. The simple statement is that we researched looking for time periods where we're comparing the present day's price to some little group of dates of prices in the past. And so the most important index is a 92 to 96 day index. So we're looking back 92 to 96 trading days. And then we have several other, as I would call them, cycles, but they're indices. So what we always know, really, and always is almost correct, is that when an index gives a signal, it's marking a technical point, a high, a low, typically. And when there are several indexing signals, or people like to think of it as several cycles, that becomes more significant technical point. Sometimes going over an index is a buy signal. Sometimes going over an index is a sell signal. And that depends on things that are a little more complicated, such as combinations of indices or the order. It's you know, to me, it's not that complicated, but it is unique for people who haven't experienced something like this before.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for that. Now, with that being said, can you please let us know what you see right here and now with the gold stocks and with respect to, again, User X, which is the that's a mutual fund, but that is what you use for your market timing because it works so well and it has the historical data.
Yes, I just finished writing on Sunday one of my public reports that are published at 321gold.com every 3 weeks. I've been doing that since 2001 when it opened. And so I had sent Jordan a copy of that. And the reason I mention it, because you can go back there and get an archives of all those articles for the last at least 10 or 15 years. But this particular article, actually 3 weeks ago, I had written an article called Ominous Bearish Signals that was telling people that something really bad was about to happen. We had been bullish since December 18th. I had gotten a 92 to 96 index buy signal that was symptomatic of a potential bull market. Very bullish. We went up into January. And then the gold stock started to stall. UserX, GDX, the UE all just failed to go above the prices from September of last year. That just happened to be 92 to 96 days from mid-January. They all sold. I wrote bearish. And then we got a historic combination of index signals on, what's the date, Jeff? On 131, the last day of January. We have longer-term indices, and three of the four of those indices gave simultaneous sell signals, or basically prices. The price of user X went below the prices from 221 days ago, 442 days ago, and if you can believe it, 884 days ago simultaneously. So I had to write to skiers that this was historic. You're going to remember this is the term I use. I may say it every 3, 5, 8 years. And I had to expect that it was so bad that it was going to be basically a risk-off trade in all the markets, that everything was going down. And I only make stock market comments every few years. I only do gold stocks, basically, unless there's something extreme. The last time a similar kind of thing happened, the only time was in 2008. But I don't think it's going to be that bad this time. Anyway, we got those sell signals, and so we were just supposed to go down. That's all I can say is we're going down, and it's multi-weeks or multi-months, but it's still basically supposed to be for the gold stocks and probably for the stock market too, just some kind of really big, quote, correction, but enough to be really bad.
Okay, Jeff, so with that said, let's just presume that the gold stocks are going to trend lower here, and depending on the index that you look at, I mean, we can say User X and the Huey. I discussed this in an article that I wrote. The Huey and User X, they don't have to fall that much to break below their December 2016 low. So let's presume that gold stocks were going to trade down and break below that December 16 low. Then what from there would have to happen for you to start to get some really good buy signals?
Yeah. In fact, back in January, I had to – well, actually just 2 weeks ago, I had to say that User X was going to break a triangle pattern, go below 704, and then bounce back up, which it did last week, and then go below its December 2016 low of 642. And so that was actually my target in January, somewhere between 642, which is User X is maybe at $7 or so. So you're talking only about 9% lower, 10% lower, less than that. But it could go as low as or come close to the low in from January of 2016, which was 464. Now that's going to be quite a drop. Again, this is supposed to be historic. So I'd be looking for a much lower prices than the December 2016 low. How do we get buy signals? Well, the other important information that I've discovered, it's not an index, it's called our run patterns, which is basically how many days up and then how many days down, or vice versa, how many days up and how many days down something goes. So part of the reason that I was able to call last Thursday as a top in the stock market, it actually went down some on Friday, depending on your measure, was because it went 5 exact days up. That's the stock market. But for the gold fund, oftentimes you get a special historic run pattern of 2 up and 6 down, or 2 up and 7 down. And when you get that, you get historic lows. as long as it's a really hard, big drop, run down. That's one way to get a low. Another way is to get a rise to an index signal and then a decline, because some of the indices buy on declines. They're contrarian indices. So the 663 index, by the way, is down at about UserX 550 and dropping towards $5. And so we could go all the way down to a 663 index buy signal.
And that would be at $5 on UserX, you said?
Yeah, as usual, Jordan, it changes every day, right? Because
right.
We move forward one day, that means it's looking at a different day back 663 days ago. But if you know, you can look on a chart and go back, what is that, about 2.5 years or so, and you'll see the gold stocks or UserX going $550, $5, $480, $520, $470, $520, you know, for months and months. So I'm not able to give a specific date in the future or month in the future, but it's probably going to, again, I can only say multi-weeks or some multi-months involved in all of that.
What would have to happen to get your all-out bull market buy signal? Because I know that we were waiting for that, I mean, the last couple interviews that we've done, and now it seems like it's been pushed.
Yeah, and again, we did get that on December 18th, December 17th, just last December, and it failed. That's when things get really bearish. But to get that, it's going to take patterns of up and downs that no one can project. That's just too far. All I can do really is say, here's the technical point. We're now supposed to start going up. Then we'll rise up and we'll hit resistance and hit indices, and I'll say sell. And it's going to take some ups and downs, as usual, before it really gets to a bull market. Now, sometimes the run pattern I described, like 2 up and 10 down, 1976 all-time low, even then, I mean, it goes up 50% in 2 months, and then you start bouncing around, and it takes a few more months to get what Ski calls a bull market.
But it's also possible that the sell signal that you're talking about now could fail to some degree.
Yeah, that would be, again, this is so historic that you know I'm not likely to stick my neck out and print public articles. Again, if you go to 321 Gold and read that article, you'll never see me write something kind of more definitive, except, well, I did when we got a bull market buy signal, you're right, in December, and it failed. So here, the most immediate sign of failure, of bearishness, is very nice, because it's simply a rise over UserX 724, UserX 724, which is the run pattern high of last week. We had a historic run pattern down into February 9th, 2 up and 6 down, but it wasn't strong enough. But then when it only goes up 4 days in a row, or it does go up 4 days or 5 days in a row, that's, you know, in the 95 percentile probability of that being a top. So UserX should not, for God knows how many weeks and months, go over 724.
Okay, Jeff, so just to clarify your position, I know you don't like to, you know, make these outrageous types of calls because, I mean, your work is based on the system and what the system tells you. And again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but your opinion is that we're going to break the December 2016 low in gold stocks, and it's probably going to be convincing. I mean, maybe convincing's maybe that's a little bit too strong of a word, but do I have that right? You think we're going to break those lows convincingly, or at least without question?
Yes, and convincingly is probably an understatement. So okay. It's not like we're going to go to 641 and that's going to be the low. that's basically almost impossible.
So convincing to you is probably somewhere in the fives.
Yes, at least.
Okay, Jeff, well, before I let you go, why don't you tell our listeners where they can go to follow your work and how they can subscribe to your service?
Yeah, just briefly, you know, people tend to subscribe when my views happen to jive with theirs, so they're looking for confirmation. And so I always tell them, don't do that. You know, if you're bullish like I am, you want to do this when it looks bad. You don't have to subscribe tomorrow, but when things are looking a lot worse, that's the time to subscribe if you're looking to buy. My folks are either supposed to be in cash or short or hedged completely now for quite some time, well, for quite some price. And so, again, if you're interested in following my 35 years of research, historical data on indices and run patterns, I'm at Ski Gold Stocks, SKI, goldstocks.com, or you can always just remember my name, Jeff Kern.
Okay, Jeff, well, thank you so much for coming on. I look forward to having you back again rather soon, and hopefully you'll have a more bullish message next time.
Well, I can't get more kind of bearish than I could get longer-term bearish, really. But the next one has to be either bullish or it's a rebound top and we go down from there into a bottom. Thanks a lot, Jordan.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.